We are learning Maseches Menachos, and this year is on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, but we're starting on Pei Amud Beis from Tani Rav Chia. Tani Rav Chia is approximately 60% down the Amud, the beginning of a line. Tani Rav Chia. Tani Rav Chia. Toido shenis arva b'tmurasa. So we know from the last Mishnah, a few different halachas, that a tmura is something you say, harezu, you say this is like the toido. The halacha is that the tmura is brought as a toido, but you don't bring lechem with it. That's the halacha. So you had over here in front of you a toida and a tmurasa, and they got lost, they got mixed up, and one of them died. They got mixed up, you don't know which one's what, and one of them died. Umesa achas bem, one of them died. Chavreta in la takana, doesn't have a takana. That means we're left now with one toida, and we're not sure, should we bring lechem or not lechem? If it's a toida, we bring the lechem. If it's a tmura, we don't bring a lechem. So the Gemara and analyze also. It's very important to get the Yesod to have all the questions. So now here we have a Toida that's Chayiv Lechem, a Tmura that's not Chayiv Lechem, they're mixed with each other. So now, one of them died, we don't know what to do. So Hechi Navid, Nakriv Lechem Bahada, let's bring Lechem, Dilma Tmuri. Maybe it's a Tmura, it doesn't need Lechem. Loi Nakriv Lechem Bahada, Dilma Toidi, and it needs Lechem. So what do we do? So Gemara first says, that, what are we talking about? Hechi Dami, Idama a lie. If he said a lie, so since now, he's mechuyev to bring a toida. Loi sagi loi maisi lo behema achrini. He has to bring misafik not a behema. Vilechem. Vilema, let him say, yehach de kaima tmurihi, if what's left is tmura, so hod toida alachma. Yehach de kaima toidi, if that's a toida, so the lechem I'm bringing will be for that, holachem. Vahod hav achrayis. And loch is achrayis, you'll have to bring without lechem. So it's a simple eitzah. If the toida that got mixed up with the tmura was a lie, was a achrayis, so have an eitzah, bring another one with the lechem and say like this. If that's the toida left over, this is the lechem, and this is a chrayis, this is a chrayis, you can bring this by itself at lechem. If that's a tmura, this should be the toida. Why can I do that? So the Gemara, loy tzrich adoma reizu. The case was that toida got mixed up was an adava, was not a neder. It was a reizu. So here, it doesn't help bring another one because there's no chiyav achrayis. So here we have a problem. I can't bring lechem because maybe it's a tmura. And I cannot bring lechem, maybe it's a toida. Let me bring another one with lechem and make a tanai. The problem is, I don't have a tutsdodim. What am I saying? On the tzad, that is a toida, so then what am I bringing this new behemoth for?
It might be into shlomim.
No, so it's more than asking, you can't, why can't you make it into shlomim? That's a good answer. You can't make it into a toida because it's not a moist toida, because no prize. But why can't make it shlomim? It's one of the eight kashas of the Gemara, actually. Then why can't make it a shlomim? So here, if it's a dove, you have no eitzah. I can't bring another toida with its lechem and make the tanai because it's a problem. That if that's a toida, the lechem goes for there, what's this? This can't bring a toida because it's not a moist toida here, because it's not a chrayis, it can't bring a moist toida in such a case. But the Gemara isn't asked. Let's just bring a Maisa Taida. Gemara will be one of the questions also. Let's see the Gemara.
Wipes out anything else.
He said a Reizu before, yeah, on the thing. Yeah.
Wipes out, there's no options anymore.
Yeah, no options. In this case, if it gets mixed up with the Tamura, yeah. So now the Gemara has a Simon. The first Simon is all the Mandiyama who have the Kasha, who asked the Kasha, eight Kashas. There's Lemudim, is actually three Kashas. Then Midas, Allah, Shayas, Shochein, the Dhamma. Then I don't know how to read which one's one, but the rest of them, the Kashas are. I think there is a show that also is part of the Mandiyama who asked the Kasha. And then the Cholash is part of the Kashas. Cholash, Mutta, Tamura, Bechutz, Chiski, Hifish, Chadis, Lacha, Yosa. Those are the Kashas the Gemara asks. So let's see inside. Omru lemeidim fi Rebbe is the first question. We have eight different questions. Omru lemeidim fi Rebbe, which is Levi, Rashi says. Rashi says lemeidim is Levi. So the first three kashas actually going to be from Levi. Omru lemeidim fi Rebbe, what's the big deal? Just bring lechem now. Don't bring any behemoths. Bring lechem. V'leisi lechem, v'leima. Ihach the kaima toidi. If the one that's left over is the toida halachma, this is lechem toida. Ilo, ilay b'chulin, v'al b'chulin. What's the big deal? Let's say, you know, you keep taida all over the whole Yishlayim, so lechem taida, big deal. So I take this lechem, say, if it's taida, it's for the lechem taida. And if not, it's chulin, I'll eat it in one day. So it's a good question. When I looked at Gemara, I said, why would you bring in Tazara? We had a Gemara before, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can shech the taida and the lechem's outside the Azara. We had a Gemara, right? Even the whole Yishlayim, according to one version. So, yeah. So I don't know. What Gemara is going to say what you're saying. Yeah. So Gemara say what you're saying. So Gemara say, Amalehu, v'chimechlisim chun la'azara. Do you bring chun la'azara? So the Gemara is assuming you do bring it to the Azara. The Gemara will discuss it a little later on. But the Gemara says, no, I have to bring it to the Azara. And you're not allowed bring Chulin into the Azara. So that's why I can't bring it in. That Eitz doesn't work. So the first Eitz was, just bring the Lechem. Who cares? Make it tonight. Terry says, no, I can't bring Chulin to the Azara. Second question. V'leisi behima v'lechem. Bring a new behima and a lechem. V'leima. Yach the kaima tamuri hi ha-toyde v'lechem. This is the toyde and lechem. Yach the kaima toyde hi. If that one's the one that didn't die, and that's here. Ha lachem is lechem. Vaha tav shlomim, yo kasha. Let it be a shlomim. Amalahu, we can't say why, because you have to eat it lemaisa within one day, one night. Maybe it's a taida. And the loch is, now be mayit ba'achila. I'm going to call mayit ba'achila the shlomim. The loch is, if I bring a shlomim, and I'll be mayit and achila, because it'll come out and come to nicer. I'm not going to eat it within one day, one night, and say it's nicer. Really, it's not nicer. Therefore, we can't do that at Eitzah. Kasha number three. Omer Levi l'Rebbe. Here it calls him Levi because here Rashi says it was privately to Rebbe. Omer Levi l'Rebbe, not Lemudim. The first two guys also Levi, but that was called Lemudim because that was in the Beis Medrash. Omer Levi l'Rebbe, v'leisi behema v'lechem. Why can't we bring behema v'lechem? V'leima. Ihach t'kaima t'mura ahi ha toidav ha'lachma. This is toidav and his lechem. V'ha ha'i t'kaima toidi ha'lachma v'ha t'hava moise the toidav. Why can't he do like this? That he could say that if he brings the lechem and this behemah, he says, if that's the tamura, this is the toida and the lechem, gevaldik. And if that's the toida, this is their lechem, and this will be moisa the toida. It'll be extra toida. Moisa toida doesn't bring lechem, it'll be moisa toida. Sounds like you don't have any brain in your head. It can't be mafish maestros. Maestros is a metzias. Maestros means something that's left over. For example, you have a neder and you mafish acheres tachteo. That's called a maestro. Or a case where it has a vlad. It has a vlad, that's called a maestro. But or you have extra money. That's called a maestro of a taida. But here, you can't be mafish a maestro. Those things are mafish a maestro. So therefore, if no eitzah, so it's not a good eitzah. Third eitzah didn't work out. Then now go to the fourth kasha. Yosef eitzah Rav Shmuel b'amar so kamei d'Rav Nachman. Yosef k'amar v'leisi behemir lechem. Bring behemir lechem. V'leimah idach t'kaima t'murihi. If the one that's left over is t'mura, so hot toid of a lechem. Here's a toid. Here's your lechem. V'yach t'kaima toidi. If what's over there is the toid, the whole lechem is a lechem. V'hot tava t'mura, and this will be a t'mura. Well, what I'll do is like this. I have this famous sitting in front of me. So I say, and I have lechem here. So I say like this. If that's a tmura, so here what I'm bringing here is a toida and a lechem. If that's a toida, I'm saying, hare zu kazu, and a lechem belongs to that, and now a tmura doesn't bring lechem. It's a gvaldig eitzah, right? So tomorrow, no, it's not a gvaldig eitzah. You know why? Because it's a lav. It's a lav and a toira to do a tmura. It says, to make a tmura. Omalei, Oni Mari, Abom Mekasi Vekasha, is that a good Eitza? He's going to get Malkus Abom, and that's a good idea. Vekasha is a good idea. You don't bring yourself to a case of Malkus. So what was Pshat in Rav Yitzchak's Havamina? What did he think? So the Mefarsh in the Chazanish says, I think he says that the Havamina was that in order to Mesakin Hekdesh, maybe allowed to do a Tamura. He is trying to do a Tikkun. So maybe allowed to do a Tamura. That's the Havamina over here. Rav Ilo Cholash. Rav Ilo wasn't well. All the guy was Ushvach. All the guy by Abayev Rabbanon. Abayev Rabbanon went to visit him. But Yasvik Amrim, Isla of Yechanon, have new kasha. And this is already the fifth kasha. He asks that if you hold the Rabbi Yechanon, Doma, Chutzuchay Misa Zoro, Koide, Kodosh, like we learned before, and we just spoke it out 2 minutes ago, that if you hold the Rabbi Yechanon, if you shech, we know that the Shechitas HaToida is Mekadosh Lechem. Where does Lechem have to be Vashas, the Shechita? So Rav Yechon holds it could be anywhere in Yerushalayim still. Out of the Azara. So what's the problem? Do the Eitzah with the Lechem and don't bring the Chul into the Azara. And me said, Rav Yechon, I'm a Chutzuchem is Azara. Kodosh, still Kodosh. Leisi Lechem, bring Lechem. Leisi Chutzuchem is Azara. Leimah, Ihach, the Kaimah, Toidi, Ha Lechem, this is the Lechem. Veloi, Leipik, the Chul, and if not, it should go out the Chul. So the Gemara, I'll tell you why I can't do this. Mishun, the Ika, Arba, Lohanef. He says that we know that it didn't Tanufa on the Chaz of a Sheikh. Besides the tenufa chaz v'shoik, you also have to make a tenufa on the four chalas that are taken for chuma. Chuma means taken for the kohen. Out of 40, one out of every 10 is given to the kohen. Now, it's no more furish or pasuk anyway that there's tenufa on it, but we're learning over here that the Rashi and Kisviyah brings down a Torah's kahanim that learns it out from a pasuk, that learns it from a drasha, that there's din tenufa on these four chalas. And actually, it's a stickle of Gemara before on Daf Samach Beis, which is not Klai. The Gemara Samach Beis says Anytime you have lechem, chomokim shesh lechem, halechem b'maylo. And the Gemara says, hey, chomra papa b'meluim. So there, the Shittu Gebetz speaks out, v'hodom chomokim shum de kemoikin yesh lechem l'maylo b'toida u'v'el nazir. And he starts with this Rashi over here. That there is a case, also a tenufa, these four chalas are brought as a tenufa. So you have to go into the Azara. Why? The Gemara explains. The Gemara explains like this.
Forgotten,
do tufa, nothing happens, but so, it's not dama akia. But still, we don't want to do things. We don't do anything like atchila. We're here. Nothing will happen if you forgot the tufa. But here, you can't bring lechem in the first place because the mice you have to do tufa and you can't do tufa. So you see like this. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do this case and say it's go to chulam? Do the tufa outside of nei Hashem. It says tufa has to be done of nei Hashem. It says barachaz v'shaik. It says yodav to Vienna. It's ishi Hashem. It's a chel v'alachaz v'yivienu. It's a chaz v'hanef. It's a tufa of nei Hashem. So this is called nei Hashem. And Gavoi come alchul azara. Hilkach leyavshir says you can't bring it. Inside. You can't do it outside of Nei Hashem. You can't bring it inside because it's maybe chulun la'azara. Therefore, that fifth kasha was not a good kasha. Still no eitzah. Not a good eitzah. Eitzah number six. Maske lov rav sheisha rei daravidi. A very original eitzah. Em isel the chizkiya. If you hold of chizkiya dama, kit kachu abam tech shmeinim. So, there's a chizkiya chizkiya rav yechanan. If someone says, I want to make kaddish 40 out of the 80 chalas, so, he doesn't say the word 40 out of 80. He just says, he just brings a title with the 80 chalas. It's a shayla what he means. Does he mean to say achrayas? Or does he mean to say, that's a shayla what he means. Does he mean to say achrayas? Or he wants to bring a big carbon? That's the shayla of kachu abaram techshmainim. Does he mean to say achrayas? Does he mean to say a big carbon? So, chizkiya shita is that he means to say achrayas. That the extra 40 chalas are achrayas, are extra. So, misa the chizkiya domah, kachu abaram techshmainim. That you can carry 40 out of 80, lazy behema, bring a behema, but lazy shmoinim bahada, bring a behema and bring with it 80 chalas. But layman say like this: if the kaima toidahi, if the one over there is a toida, hanami tava toida, let them both be a toida, vah shmoinim, and we have 80 chalas gavaldik the tavayu. Yach the kaima tamurahi, vah toida, vah lachma, vah likachul abam tech shmoinim, 40 out of 80 would be kaddish, it's a gavaldik eitzah. You're bringing 80 chalas, and here it's not a problem of chulun la'azara, Rashi speaks out. Why not? No problem chulun la'azara here. Even though only 40 of 80 might be kaddish, because it's called achrayis. So since it's achrayis, I can bring all 80. And I say like this, if that's a toida, and this is a toida, so we have 80, kevaldik. If that's a tamura, and this will be the toida, it's only 40, 40 mitech abam, it's kaddish. So it's a good kasha, it's a good eitzah. This eitzah, the sixth eitzah, it's a good eitzah. So my answer is no, it's not a good eitzah. You know why? If you have 80 chalas to eat, you might have to eat all 80 chalas in this case. Why? Because maybe all 80 chalas have a toida. If that was still left over as a toida, and I'm bringing out another toida, I have to eat all 80 chalas. Eating all 80 chalas one day or one night, that's already pushing it, and that's already too hard, and to come to noisa on purpose, you can't set yourself up to come to noisa.
And that's coming to
because it's very hard to eat 80 chalas.
Yeah, but 40, there might not be anything.
Right, might be, but maybe yeah, something. It might be something.
You didn't make a big enough party?
No, you're right. It's very hard to make a big party with 80 chalas. It's harder. It's very possible not. Maybe only call 40 in this case, and I'm bringing an extra 40 for no reason. And what's going to happen? It might be harder to get people to eat it. To get people to eat it, you know? It's like, you know, it's hard to finish what you eat. You know, so before Pesach, people buy a big supper and half is not eaten. You know, it happens. This is kachem. You can't just throw things in the garbage by kachem. It has to be eaten. When the bigger it is, the harder it is to make sure everything's eaten. So let's go with the kasha number 7. Omalei Rav Ashi Rav Kana. I'm trying to find the eitzah over here, what to do over here. Omalei Rav Ashi L'Rav Kana. Isa L'Rav Yechanon. If you hold the Rav Yechanon, the Omar, Hifrish Chatos Mu'uberes, V'yolda, rots of bar mischapem, rots of lod mischapem. Rabbi Yechon has a chiddush, which was not l'kul yama, but Rabbi Yechon's chiddush was that if you mafresh achatas mu'beres, the vlad you could use as the kapara. For example, if the chatas of the mother got lost afterwards, I could use the vlad as a kapara. Rots of a lod mischapem, it's called mischapem b'shvach or carbon, odem mischapem b'shvach hektish. You could use it for kapara. So have an eitz like this. Lazy behema muberes, v'yamtim lo achatelet. Bring him out another behema. Behema muberes, yamtim achatelet. V'leisi shmoyin ba'ada. Bring 80 chalas with it. V'leim. Iach the kaimer tamurah. If that's a tamura, so the hav vlada taidi. The aim and the vlad is a taidi. V'shmoyin, we have 80 chalas here. It's about. V'iach the kaimer taidi. Ha nami taidi. So then, the aim is also a toida. Vashmainim the tavayu, and the 80 chalas of both of them for the toida, existing toida, and this toida. Who havei v'hai and lahava moisir the toida, and the vlad we moisir the toida. We're saying like this that the vlad is a real full fledged moisir the toida. I'm not making it to moisir toida. It was born from a toida. The mother's definitely a toida. And we're not sure if we're not sure basically if you use the vlad as a full fledged toida or use it as a moisir toida. So the Gemara says, yeah, we'll make it tonight. Like, if what's left over is a taida, this will be Moshe's taida. If that's a tamura, this will be a taida itself. That's the eitz that the Gemara wants to give. That we can use the Vlad as a choice. Amalei, there's no such thing like that. It's not, you don't have a choice with the Vlad. Amalei, the Gemara's answer basically is that Vlad Chatas and Vlad taida is an automatic achrayis. There's no choice to make that into the aim and the Vlad into both full-fledged kabbanas. There's no tzad like that. The tzad is like use either one, maybe. But to make it into a full-fledged carbon, there's no such thing. Because a vlad is a bechefta, a moiser toida, a moiser chadas. That's what it is. Amalei, man leimelo and domar v'yechron, im shayru meshuyer. That if I leave it over, I can use it as a carbon. I can use it as its own carbon. Dilmam shayru im meshuyer. If I want to leave it over, I can't leave it over. I can't leave it over its own carbon. Like Rashi says, im shayru levlad, the shame carbon fneyatzva meshuyer. Who said it could be its own carbon that the mother and the mother and the child could be both two kabanas? There's no such thing. Dilma lo'olam ain. I'm reading from Rashi Kesviad. Dilma lo'olam im shuyer ainim meshuyer. Elikus hivish le'aim have avlad ba karcha kadosh im'aim. It's automatic kadosh as a moisture carbon. That's all it is. Behind time with Rav Yechanan, dama adam schav v'shvach hektish. And what Rav Yechanan all he's saying is a chiddush that I could use that as the one. The chiddush of Yechanan is that this vlad could be considered as an automatic achrayis. That's what it could be. That's the chiddush. But don't tell me now I have an option to make that into its own toida. That's no such thing. So that wasn't an eitz either. So the Gemara with the last attempt as an eitz. Ravina ikla le de Mahoria. Ravina went to the city called Mahoria. Amar le Rav Dimi b'reid Rav Hunam and the Mahoria Ravina. So Ravina went there. So Rav Dimi of the town of Huria knew a big god, Ravina's coming to town. So he asked him like this. He asked him a kasha on this brisa of Chia like this. He asked the Ravina of a lacy behemoth, bring a behemoth, a lema, and let him say, Hare alai. And bring a behemoth saying, this behemoth, not a rezu, Hare alai, toida. The lacy behemoth, achwiti, and bring another behemoth, the lacy shmoinim bahada, and bring another behemoth. Now you could have a chrayas here, bring another behemoth as a chrayas on that. Basically, you're creating a new neder. A neder could have a chrayis, and bring a chrayis. And v'ho shmoinim the tavar. Here's 80 for both of them. V'hach the kaima toidi. If that's a toidi, so then v'hai the amrina alai namilav a toida. V'ho shmoinim tavar. And this is the 80 for both of them. For a new neder and the toida that's existing. V'idach. And this third behemoth, to have a chrayis. A full option, you're allowed to do that. So you're allowed to have a chrayis here. The whole question was, how do you have a chrayis? But here you have a chrayis. And a chrayis, the halacha is you don't bring lechem. And on the tzad that it's a tamura, both these will be, the chrayis will be mamsha, a regular din toida. That was a good question. So it's a good answer to this. So what is the answer? Amalei, HaTorah Amar, the Torah says, Toi vashaloi tidar, mishatidu loy l'shalem. The Pasuk says, it's better not to make a neder than to make a neder and not be mashalim. And we learn from here that even if you're going to be mashalim, it's better not to make a neder in the first place. Making a darim are not a good thing. Not a good thing to do. But Amris, Lake, and Linda, Mitchila, you're saying to make a neder, Mitchila? You shouldn't make it. Also, Loim, you should not say that. You should not make a neder. And then, no, he said a new array of life. He brought a new carbon to make. He brought a new neder in order to have a chrayas on that. He brought two behemoths. One's a ray of light, the other one's a chrayas for the ray of light. So you shaft through.
Forget this whole yeah. Scenario at the beginning. Right. The guy shouldn't say a ray of light, a ray of light, shlomim, the guy shouldn't say.
Right. He's not still going to add it. Yeah. It's Gemara Nadarim, I think Tafyud. Gemara says you should not make an edda. Even if you're going to pay it up, don't make an edda. You only make an edda for a reason. The guy is chayav carbon, chayav taida, makes an edda because he's chayav taida. Then he should make an edda. Here he's not chayav taida. Just an edda, stamazai, you shouldn't do. This whole Gemara there, that even a nazir is not a good thing. And the Gemara there says, there was one time a guy who had long hair and he ran to the well and he saw that he has nice hair and he made it and became a nazir. Oh, that was the first time he ate the asham like with the, he liked the,
huh?
No, that's for that's tzarich. It's tzarich. It means a neder. You shouldn't make a neder stamaz. That's why it's not eitzah. Gemara comes to mind. So Rav Chiya said there's no eitzah. We tried eight different eitzahs. None of them worked out. And that's why Rav Chiya said that the chaverta ain't le takana. The ones left over ain't le takana.